Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. So in regards to the last episode I did regarding an experiment that I was going to do, I ended up watching about 10 to 15 minutes of that show that I had talked to you guys. It's a show that used to be a big trigger for me. So I watched about 10 or 15 minutes of it, and it was so boring. I don't know why I do know why, but it just kind of made me think I really wasted a lot of time watching this show. So a couple of things that popped up that I wasn't expecting. It wasn't as hard to watch as what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't triggering like it used to be. I was extremely bored by it, which surprises me. I used to like it, but I know why I used to watch it so much. And I don't even want to say I used to like it. But why I used to watch it so much is because I was always trying to figure it out. I was always trying to figure out the things that were triggering me. So this is something, you know, maybe this is something that I should talk about on here, is when you have specific triggers, and like if one of them is feelings of incompetence and one of them is people's behavior not making sense, both of those triggers are things not making sense to you, or things not making sense to me. So this show that I'd mentioned, this show Southern Charm, which, by the way, like I said, very ironic name for the show, because not very many of them are very charming people. A lot of them, half of them are really rude. It's a show on Bravo, or I don't even know if it's still on, but it used to be on Bravo for like quite a long time. I think it's still on. I haven't watched it for over a year until just now. But I wanted to do an experiment to see if the same triggers were still there when I would watch it. And I realized that the main reason I used to watch it was I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to figure out these people and why this particular show would trigger me. One is the people on the show remind me of some of the people that I grew up around who I think kind of originated my trigger for when people's behavior doesn't make any sense. And the people I grew up around, there was always sort of like an inside joke, which I've talked about on here before. They were very cliquish, and some people can say that a religion that they were a part of is a cult. Some people have described it that way. And that could be a big part of why they were like that. But some of the people that are on the show I'm describing, there's things about them that remind me of that. And I would say the people on that show, they are very cliquish. So that can be part of it. And some of them, not all of them on the show, are stuck up. I would say that's a feature of the people I grew up around too. And sometimes it would take somebody else to tell me that. So sometimes having an outside person come in and see these people I grew up around, I would almost have to have an outside person say to my face, these people are rude. These people are stuck up. And that's another feature, was these people were rude. Like I said, there's always kind of an inside joke, but there was always like a level of obnoxiousness about them, the people that I grew up around. Not my primary abuser and not my primary enabler, but these were the people. Again, it's just people who were close to my immediate environment growing up. And several of them were the same people who enabled, when the event happened, they enabled that person to stay with the person that abused them, which was a huge red flag, which was like, okay, maybe there's something wrong with them. Like, why would they do that? Like, there's a love, there's like a sensitivity chip missing or something. There's, or an awareness chip or some bizarre belief or something going on here. But it makes a lot of sense because when I was growing up and being traumatized, they also weren't doing anything about it. And even in later years, they would say great things about my primary abuser. So there's something about them, right, that makes them like that. And that's for them to live with. That doesn't have anything to do with me. But it makes sense why I was drawn to this show and why this show was a trigger is it reminded me of them. And I was always trying to figure it out. And then when I saw that episode on the show a year ago, where this guy did something to his girlfriend that reminded me, it was just, it's not that he did the same exact thing, but he did something very similar that was very degrading to her that reminded me so much of my event. And I told you guys, I'm not going to watch the show again. So now looking at it, I just watched part of an episode. And knowing what I know now and finding cures for certain things and finding solutions for certain things and realizing what my problems were and dealing with those things and just looking at it through a different set of eyes, I was bored by the show and I was thinking, I'm not trying to figure it out. I used to always be really trying to figure it out, and it was just constantly bothering that trigger, that feeling of incompetence, and the trigger of not understanding people's behavior when people's behavior doesn't make sense. So, and I'm the type of person that likes to find an answer. I like to figure something out. I will work and work and work and work until I find a solution. And I finally found those things, thank goodness. But this show is just sort of an example of something that I would try to figure out. I'd want to understand it. And now that I feel like I do, you know, this is just people I would never, for the most part, I would never want to be around them. And it's, you know, I guess it's entertaining to some people. But I just found it really boring. And another thing that I noticed, and this is just me being very forthcoming here, there was a level of envy. So, and that's because they have a lot of money. So I can see myself, my past self, being interested in watching it in order to basically just because I had an envy for their wealth. But I don't have that anymore. I don't have that level of envy. And part of that came from that same book. So the book I've talked so much about, that Novel Cure book, it pointed out in there kind of what to do about that when you're envious. And what envious means and what it leads to and solutions for it. So, you know, I don't have that same feeling. And I'd also have to say feeling more confident and feeling more happy. I just don't have an envy to be around people like that. So maybe it's a good thing I never had what they had. 'Cause they're really, really rude people. Most of them on that show. The one person that was on the show who I told you guys, I do feel like a connection or like a level of sympathy for them. I really saw in her on the show, her low self-esteem was blaringly clear on this show. In this one episode I watched, I mean, it was overwhelmingly obvious that that's what she's struggling with. And just like I've said, when it comes to a hobby, she definitely needs a hobby that brings her happiness, because the hobby that I was telling you guys about that she had recently said she wants to go back to school for like a certain thing, she was talking about this same thing on the show. It's blaringly obvious that it's probably for an image, because when she was in an interview with somebody about getting a job in this field, they were asking her really basic questions, and you could kind of see she's in it for the wrong reasons. Almost like when I said that disingenuousness will pop up when you do something for an image. And I think she wants it to bring her happiness. That's what she's wanting. I think she's wanting to be accepted and to be acknowledged and to feel like she's done something with her life. But she doesn't need to do that. She needs to find a hobby that genuinely brings her happiness and be a happy person. And that will take care of everything. It'll take care of everything in her life that she's struggling with, because she won't feel the need to live up to other people. She won't feel jaded. She'll feel happy. It'll solve so many of her problems. But it was just like screaming through the TV screen when I was watching this episode. And again, it's when I was rewatching it, I just thought I was definitely right. About half the people on the show are extremely rude. They're just blatantly disrespectful. And they're like proud about it. And that's what I grew up around, was just blatantly rude people who are obnoxious. They're like, they just love to be ornery, is what I would say. And it was just very, it's very much a waste of time. It's almost kind of like when somebody's a bully, and I'm not saying these people on the show are bullies or the people I grew up around were bullies, but I would say it's a waste of time, because you could be getting to know one another and you could be becoming friends and you could be having a fun time. Like, you could genuinely be building a family together or building a community or building friendships that are based on respect and liking each other and getting to know each other. And that's not what they're doing. They're all being very shallow and rude. And it's just really sad to see, because if there's somebody around them, like this woman on the show, if you have low self-esteem, those are like the worst people to be around. And just watching her on the show around those people, it probably reminded me of myself around these people that I grew up around. So to watch her, I always felt a lot of sympathy. And I don't know, I hope that she can find the same level of happiness. I don't know if people from the show get fan letters or whatever, but I almost want to literally write her a letter and just say, hey, I've noticed, you know, some of the same qualities, and this might really help you, because this has really helped me. Because she almost seems like she's searching for happiness in all the wrong places. But that's what I used to do too. So anyway, I just wanted to follow up with my little experiment there, and just say I was just really bored with the show and I had no interest. But I think the thing is, I used to always try to figure it out. I was always figuring it out. And with complex PTSD, and I think with triggers in general, particularly the two types of triggers I have, that's what you do. You're trying to make sense of the world. You're trying to calm down, and you want things to make sense. Like, you want to figure it out, or at least I do. And I think that's a big, big part of complex PTSD. Like, things make us want to like rip our hair out. Like, we want to just bang our fists on our head, because sometimes the world is not making sense to us. And if somebody is gaslighting you, or somebody is always getting the best of you, or like what happened today, I talked about, someone was like pulling my words apart, but it didn't make any sense what they were saying. It made their point look weird. It made it look like, well, why are they trying to like get the best of me? Because it backfired on them, like it did last time. It was so strange. But if I hadn't realized how weird it was, it might have made me feel incompetent the whole rest of the day, and I may have been on a super depressing roller coaster of feelings and beating myself up and then just wanting to go drink or something. You know, that's what it could have led to if I didn't see it differently. But I think a lot of what is the symptoms of complex PTSD, a lot of the symptoms are so mind-racking that it's a lot of trying to figure things out to the point that we're exhausted. And then we just want to ease ourselves with you know, it makes a sense why a high percentage of people with PTSD or complex PTSD abuse substances, because we want to self-medicate. So it makes sense that I did that too. So, I guess that's why I used to watch that show for sure, was just wanting to understand almost like, how are they getting away with this, behaving like this? And it just wasn't making any sense to me. So that was the interest. But looking at it now, it's like, it was so boring. I thought, this is a really shallow, depressing show. And I'm not going to waste my time watching this. So anyway, I just wanted to get back to you. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.